This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. This comes to us from yesterday's episode of Afternoon Drive, in which Ross Tucker was on with the guys. And Ross and the guys got into a conversation about if the Browns would move on from Kevin Stefanski after this season. Ross saying it would be a bit of a short-sighted move.
I think it would be very short-sighted, and it would be the type of move that is made really just to try to appease the fan base or media. If they let go of Stefanski, I think it would be the type of move that you make almost like a sacrificial lamb. The people that make those decisions, like Jimmy Haslam, and I don't know who else is involved, his wife or Dee Podesta or whatever, they know that Stefanski is a good coach. They know that. So if they fire him, it's really just trying to point the finger at someone.
Thoughts? Opinions?
Sacrificial lamb. I don't know if it would be just that. I think it's what happens when you have bad teams and things go off the rails. I mean, they fire the coach because the coach isn't doing a good enough job.
Do we have to take a page out of our own book when it comes to Andrew Filippone? You don't know where I'm going with that, do you?
No, go ahead.
These last, how long have we known Pony? A decade? Mm-hmm. You and I, even before we were on the air together? For a decade now, I've told Pony that he's nuts about Mike Tomlin. I'm an outsider. Well, you don't get it. You're an outsider. You're too far out. And I'm like, no, you're in the bubble. Could we do the same thing with Kevin Stefanski? Can I find an outsider outside of Cleveland who thinks Kevin Stefanski sucks?
Now, I don't. You know what's interesting about Stefanski? I do think he has a much higher approval rating outside of Cleveland than here. But he also isn't one of the guys that people rifle off in the same vein they do Shanahan, McVay, even Sean Payton.
Very understated.
I do not hear people reference Stefanski in that way, despite winning Coach of the Year twice and being the coach of a team, of all teams, of all organizations, the Browns, and getting to the playoffs twice, which you feel should count a little extra.
Yeah.
Knowing everything we know.
Because if I said, oh, you guys want Kevin Stefanski to stay or go, I think we'd line the calls up and a lot of people would say go, and I would maybe upset with some of the reasoning for it, but you know, you're 1-6. But I can't find, man, how many have we ever had a outside media person? And Ross joins every week, so maybe you can kind of consider him inside, but if we had any national media perspective say that, nah, he's got to go. This is untenable and he's got to go. I remember I was on Will Brinson's podcast once. And he asked me if in 2022, he asked me if Stefanski was safe. And I'm like, yeah, of course. He was surprised. That was like the only person I've ever heard outside of Cleveland who's been surprised about his future. When they move on from this, when they move on from the play calling, I am worried about that. It does concern me. What's the next move? Like the video was posted of you and I, and I'm sure the Marble Mouth posted it, of you and I talking about what went down when Kevin Stefanski removed himself, according to him, of calling plays. And Joe says, LOL, this is what everyone wanted for five seasons. Now everyone has a problem. Fan base and media that covers this team is goofy. I didn't want it. I did not want it. I did not want, I thought he was going to give up play calling during the offseason, but I did not. I'm not one of them. Were you one of them? Did you want him to call plays?
I thought
I've had disagreements with some of the plays that he's called, certainly, but I mean, it's five years. Of course you're going to have that.
I do want to reiterate that I don't, by and large, I don't think play calling matters anywhere near as much as I think our listeners think it matters. I think they're all using the same plays. They're still going to go to work with the menu of plays that they worked on during the week and they thought they had some success with. Now, they're going to work together and script the plays. Stefanski's always done that.
You know, when I get mad at certain things, I'm glad you brought that up. That, and this becomes kind of a long answer. When I get mad at certain play calls, why do you get mad? It's not because it didn't work. It's because of the personnel you might have used. Like Cedric Tillman on a jet sweep doesn't make much sense to me. You know, you taking a shot with Deshaun Watson on a reverse pass where he's lined up in the slot.
Yeah,
that's fine. Why'd you run a draw, though, on third down and right. Not really manageable when you don't have a good run game?
And with the quarterback who said earlier in the season, I'm not a running back.
And if you want to run a draw, that's fine, but then you're telling me it's four down territory. Why did you try to kick a field goal? He missed the field goal, but still, why did you try to kick the field goal then? Like, these are things where I'm going, that's not like him. That's not the Kevin Stefanski offense I've seen. That's what leads me to think he's desperate. That's what leads me to think, okay, maybe this would be the natural time he does finally say, enough is enough, I give up play calling then. Or maybe they saw it and they said, you know what, we got to take it away from him. Hopefully it isn't like that. Hopefully he made his own decision, but we won't find out until, Tone, December in Berea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app